everyone. I'm Kia Armstrong from Nash's Farm Store, bringing you the Organic Farm Report. In today's Cooking with Kia segment of the Organic Farm Report, we're talking about whole grains. Not only are they nutritious and delicious, but they're easy to cook too. You can just take whole wheat berries, rye berries, triticale, or even naked oats that don't have hulls and boil them up. Just soak them for a little while, and then after about 5 or 6 hours, you can rinse them out and boil them in water until tender. If you don't have time to soak them first, they'll just take a little longer to cook, no big deal. Once they're cooked, you can enjoy them like rice with stir fries or in soups. Really versatile and delicious. The naked oats also make fantastic oatmeal. Just throw them in the crock pot overnight, and in the morning you'll have delicious oatmeal. Basically, you can combine 3 cups of dry naked oats with 10 cups of water, turn on the crock pot on low, and just walk away. You can also puree the oatmeal you make with extra water in a high power blender and make your own oat milk if you're looking for alternatives to dairy for your breakfasts and beverages. Pilaf is also really easy to make with whole grains. Once you've soaked 1 cup of wheat berries, for example, you can combine it with 1 cup of dry rice and then about 3.5 cups of water. You need a little less water than you would if you were cooking just rice, because the wheat berries don't absorb quite as much water as the rice does. So basically, you just cook up the soaked wheat berries and dry rice as you would rice, and 45 minutes later, you've got pilaf. It's so easy and delicious. You can also toss whole grains into soups, kind of like the way you would barley in a soup. They cook up wonderfully and add a lot of nutrition to your winter meal. Lastly, if you've got whole grains on hand in the kitchen, you can grind them up as needed for quick breads, biscuits, pancakes, and muffins, even cookies. It's easy to make fresh flour. Even if you don't have your own flour mill, maybe you've got a Vitamix or a high-powered blender, or even just a coffee grinder. Most coffee grinders are so versatile, you can grind whole herbs and seeds in them, nuts, and then these whole grains like wheat berries too. Put about 1/2 cup in the coffee grinder, grind it up really well, shaking as you go, and voila, you're gonna have freshly ground flour to pop into your muffin mix or add to your pancakes. This is Kia Armstrong, reminding you to tune in every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to the Organic Farm Report. Keep it local. Information on the Organic Farm Report and recipe details, visit ksqmfm.com and look for the Organic Farm Report.
The KSQM Organic Farm Report is hosted by Kia Armstrong and written by Patty McManus. Music provided by Court Armstrong. This has been a KSQM Studios production.